Joining us again on Community Focus, I'm so happy to welcome Joy Allington, president of the Broward Veterans Coalition. We are touching base with Joy on a monthly basis now. For one thing, Joy, you are the first female president of the Broward Veterans Coalition, and you've already expressed that it's important to you to include younger people and women and let them know there's a place to go to meet other veterans and to also learn about all of the services that are out there that they may not know about. How are things going?
Very well. We've had actually a major uptick in people coming to our meetings and our events. We just had one last Monday and it was wonderful. We had over 100 people at our meeting. So things are going well. And the more we talk about what we have available, we are getting more interest and we're serving more veterans.
Okay. One of the things that we wanted to talk about today with the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month and something that really needs to be addressed on a year-round basis, the VA, the Veterans Administration, just released a study about women veterans and mental health. And the statistics are really sad. Women have a much higher rate of suicide, women veterans, than male veterans. And the reasons are different. One of the things they talk about is among veterans who are enrolled in the VA, one in three women report experiencing what they call MST, which is military sexual trauma. And that puts the risk of suicide as double that of men. And there are so many other factors. And I want to be clear, we're not in any way trying to give people an excuse to say the women should not be in the military, because you know that there are people who are going to say that.
Oh, yes.
So what can you say to women veterans as a benefit of coming to the Broward Veterans Coalition and meeting other women veterans?
Finding out what's available to them. A lot of women don't even know that they're veterans and that they're eligible for health care at the VA. And we can also guide them to get assistance with military sexual trauma. And just so you know, that is not only two times higher, it is four times higher than their last statistic of men, which was 6.3% increase. But women are now four times higher than that with risk of suicide. And those things, we want people to know that they can get assistance for that. And we can help with other things like with substance abuse. We can help them, you know, just get in the system and everything is available at that point.
And it's interesting, the different reasons for mental health issues amongst men and women veterans are vastly different. With men, it's usually more about deployment and being in the midst of fighting, whereas with women, it mentions, of course, the military sexual trauma. There's a whole segment about eating disorders with women who were experiencing situations where they felt like they couldn't help enough, you know, like a medic who felt like she couldn't make enough of a difference because things were so bad. I guess men and women process things differently.
Yes. We also have intimate partner violence, and we also have women who experience things that men don't, such as pregnancy or menopause. And there's more research that needs to be done on the menopause side. We do have older veterans, and this is found that it raises the risk of depression twice as much. They're the highest, have the highest rates of suicide among U.S. women.
That really surprised me. I mean, I know menopause is very difficult to go through, but, you know, to have that high a risk of suicide. And of course, I'm thinking, why? And I had to wonder if it has to do with, you know, women who were so useful and felt like they were breaking new ground by being in the military. And now here they are going through menopause and saying, well, what can I do now? What's my purpose in life? And you can follow that trail down a very dark path, and that can end in suicide.
And then also women will do, like many other people who have mental health challenges, use substances that will also add to that.
Right.
Such as alcohol or drugs.
I was happy to see, though, in this report that they have action steps that they want to put into place. White Ribbon VA is a national call to action to eliminate sexual harassment, sexual assault, and domestic violence across the Department of Veterans Affairs. How do they implement something like that?
They just generally start a program and then it disseminated across the VA, different departments within the VA, most likely with the women's health clinics would be the main provider there that would know that information.
Okay. And they've got four focus areas for a strategic plan: healthy, empowered veterans, families, and communities, clinical and community preventive services, treatment and support services, and surveillance, research, and evaluation. Can you explain surveillance? Because my understanding of surveillance is that we're being watched without knowing it. But I've got to believe that they're talking about just being more aware.
Correct. Yeah. And it's something that's not only among the healthcare providers, but among your peers. Because we know our friends, we know our family, and we have to know and recognize what's going on. And that's part of it, surveillance.
And there again, the importance of being at the Broward Veterans Coalition and being around other people who have experienced the same things, whether it's, something as serious as military sexual trauma or just having been in service and maybe feeling like you can't relate to other people who haven't served the country. So when you're around people who have similar experience, it's always easier to open up.
Yes, ma'am. And part of that also is because we do send our veterans into the community for care. The people within the community need to recognize the fact of what women veterans, and well, men too, go through. And they need to recognize how that they need to be treated because of all the different varying factors. It's just oftentimes it's not just one. It could be two or three of these things that are tied together. And people in the community just don't know how to treat that.
So how do we teach people? Because I would have to think that there's a perception amongst people who are not in the military that those who have served are, they're so strong and they have everything together. They've been trained to cope with, really difficult circumstances. So how could they possibly not be coping with everyday life?
And that is true. That is true. And a lot of times veterans are quiet and they withhold all this and hide everything as much as possible, which is a problem, which is why we need to get more awareness. And they also, this I found very interesting, they need to increase the gender-specific rehabilitation programs as well as the models that they use to predict and prevent suicide. They don't include anything towards women veterans. It's not weighted towards women veterans at all. This is gender specific for women veterans.
I saw that they don't have programs because the percentage of women to men in the VA, there's 650,000, but percentage wise, up until now, they haven't felt it's been warranted, but it appears that that's changing.
Yes, it is. It just takes time, awareness, and the women being vocal about what they need. And women up till now, recently, have been ignored for the most part.
Well, I have to commend you for making this an important issue that the Broward Veterans Coalition is addressing. And I think it's important for women to know that when they go to the Broward Veterans Coalition, you are there and you have so much experience both in the military and as a veteran and as president of the Broward Veterans Coalition. So anyone who is having difficulty can reach you at the Broward Veterans Coalition. Is there a website or phone number that would be best to reach out to or email?
Yes, they can call 954-271-4804, 954-271-4804. Or if they have immediate issues, they can also call 988, the suicide line.
Yeah, that's really important because one of the statistics they showed in this report from the VA was that about half of suicides take place within 10 minutes of that suicidal urge, that thought, I can't take anymore, I need to take my life. So 10 minutes, that's a very short time. So 988, that's the National Suicide Hotline, very important number. And of course, locally, you can always call 211 in Broward and 311 in Miami-Dade, or call Joy.
Yes, I'll talk to you. Absolutely. Not okay. A problem. One other thing I do want to reference in reference to that 10 minutes. This is why lock boxes and gun locks are very important to have, because they take time and it's going to be part of that 10 minutes. And if you have to take the time to unlock something or get it out of a safe, it's going to take up part of that 10 minutes and it might stop you.
And you know what I would add to that is put a note on the lockbox that says, call 988.
Excellent. Excellent suggestion.
Yeah. Just a reminder, if you're headed there, there is an alternative. And one of the things that you're doing with the Broward Veterans Coalition, and this is going to be a great opportunity, you have more events happening, and A Veteran's Living History is your next event, next Saturday already in Miramar. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's A Veteran's Living History. We're going to have approximately 11 veterans, enlisted men and women, as well as officers. And it's not a speech or anything. You could just come in and sit down and talk to the veterans. Ask them any questions you like. You might not understand what a veteran is or what they've done and how they've served the country. Some people have been to war, others haven't, but they're still veterans. And you might be curious about what they've done in their time in the service. And you can have a one-on-one conversation with them. And there's also going to be personal articles that they've collected, memorabilia for you to look at.
Do you need a reservation or can you just show up?
You can just show up. We'll be there from noon to 4 at the Miramar Branch Library.
Okay. You know, we're going to put this on our events listing so people can take a look and get all of the details. And I'm just curious about the meetings at the Broward Veterans Coalition. Can non-veterans attend? Like, I'm thinking if there's, say, a psychologist or psychiatrist who hears this and thinks, oh, I specialize with veterans, I can help. Can they come to a Broward Veterans Coalition meeting?
Absolutely can. We're always looking for community partners that would like to assist veterans in any way. So absolutely, they're more than welcome to come to our meetings. So third Monday of every month at the Tamarack Community Center, 8601 West Commercial Boulevard in Tamarack.
Okay. And I know you also want to reach out to veterans in other communities and other organizations, that you're not just in Tamarack, that all of the cities need to be joining in and creating this large group of veterans as a large coalition, and that it's not limited. Just because your meetings are in Tamarack, it's not limited to just residents.
This is correct. And one of our goals we're working on is to have every city in Broward County to have a veterans council for their city. And then once that is established, we're going to try and get all of those people from the Veterans Council to come together under the coalition umbrella and work on a major or a couple major veteran projects.
Are there small organizations in each city, or is it in some places where there is no organization and they need to call you to start something?
Yes, I would like that to happen. I'm trying to get to the city governments to get those established. Some governments, some cities have this already established for years now. So we need representation for the entire county.
Okay, so we're going to ask anyone who is part of a veterans group in any city in Broward to contact Joy at Broward Veterans Coalition. And if you are a veteran and there is not a group in your city, call Joy. And let's get one started.
Absolutely.
Individuals can make the change just by starting and then joining together with others. And that's why you're called a coalition.
Correct. Absolutely.
The coalition of the willing. Broward Veterans Coalition. What's the website, Joy?
Broward Veterans Coalition www.ntmitpartnerviolence.org.
Okay. And of course, we do have the link on our website, so you can find it there.
We also have an email address if you choose to email. It's BrowardVeterans01@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Or, of course, you can call, and that number is, again,
954-271-4804.
Okay. Make your plans next Saturday, May 4th, Miramar Library. Meet some veterans in person. And if you're a veteran, you can also go and meet other veterans. And we're going to check in with you again in May and keep doing this until we have that coalition to be countywide. I love this mission. And I thank you for your service. Joy Allington, president of the Broward Veterans Coalition.
Thank you. And we thank you for your support. It's very important to the community.
To us, too.